This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This ain't that long-term vision and investing. This is time to get that cake quicker than Sexton. If you about that fast money sensation, it's time to open up your ears to Twinnovation.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Twinnovation, the podcast for your schemes, dreams, misdemeans, cons, grifts, hustles, any way you're trying to make that money. We're here to help you. And as always, I'm joined by my nifty, shifty twin brother, to my far southeast, El Jefe, the Chef A, Jeff Tugboat Rosenberg.
Hey!
And to in the other room next to me, in Maine, America, Maine, United States. You know, that's weird saying the state and then the country. You never say that out loud, you know?
Right.
Welcome to Maine, United States.
North Dakota, United States.
London. Yeah, it's like London, England makes sense.
I think the United States thing makes sense. And, you know, yeah.
England, Europe. Is that what they say?
No, that's different. They don't,
that's a continent, though.
Yeah, you know, you've really taken away steam out of my intro as well.
No. Dylan,
what I guess you wouldn't say Panama, Central America either.
Right.
I don't think anyone
does something like it. Yeah. It's more for letters. I've been writing a lot of letters.
But this is not we're not talking about North America. We're saying about just this country, the United States. And I don't know, it's nothing to brag about these days anyway, am I right? Or was it ever? Nope. So let's just forget about it. We're citizens of the world at the end of the day.
We're all citizens of the world. And
you know
that friendly voice as the one and only Dame Von Anna Dutch, folks. That's Anna Merida.
Hey, I really hated all that, David. I really didn't like it.
It was a jambalaya of sorts, definitely a jambalaya opening. But, you know, sometimes you got to jumble the jiggle.
I think we all need to talk about what's going on here, though. You know, what's the brand new news going on in the podcast today? We're all thinking it. We all want to say something here. Who has the gall to...
Come on,
guys.
I don't know what we're talking about. No.
Your haircut? Well, you shifted the camera up as you said that, so I figured it was your haircut that you were alluding to. But you know, Jeff, it is a great haircut.
It's pulling pins and needles, or what they say, to get a compliment out of you.
Why don't you turn to the side of it? Oh, Jeff, it's really something. And you know, I can't say it enough about these Rosenbergs, those curls, those Rosenberg curls. There's nothing like them. Very curly at the front. I really like that. And Jeff, would you say that this is a hybrid of the 90s Hugh Grant haircut, which is the perfect
pre-prostitute
haircut,
or maybe post-prostitute? A little bit of like
but pre and post.
Yeah, honestly, it's funny because we were on the GOAT show yesterday. I don't know if it's come out yet. The topic was haircuts, best haircut, worst haircut.
Ah.
That's what they, you know, Hurwitz and Hurwitz Jr. over there. So I got a haircut for that. Or it actually reminded me to like, do the spring thing before you start like copying other people getting haircuts, you know? You know how you have to like, you have to be the first person to do it. Otherwise, you're like kind of just jumping on the bandwagon there.
Well, you mean in terms of copying the style or just getting a haircut in general?
Yeah, just haircut in general, I think.
Well, yeah, I guess especially post-panned, it's like kind of a big deal for some. I got my first haircut and quite honestly, no one said anything about that either. So I kind of feel you, Jeff. This is kind of like a Hugh Grant Fury hybrid, I would say, that you've got. Who was the second one? Brad Pitt in Fury.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
That is such high praise.
Everyone's looking for the Fury at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's the thank you. Appreciate
it. I keep trying to encourage Dave to keep up with his haircuts, but he can't stop himself from taking the scissors to his own hair.
We touched upon that a little bit, Dave. Do you want to expound on something?
Well, yeah, I may have said it before on this podcast, but I do find great satisfaction in cutting my own hair. I feel like it really allows me to start from the top down in terms of maintaining, how I want each follicle to look.
Well, Dave,
so I would cut every day if I'm brushing it one way, if I'm moving it this way.
See, that's the problem. You take away too much hair when you can't cut according to brush. That's just wrong. It'll look different every time.
Well, if I'm brushing in a certain way and it doesn't look right, I'm there to make it look right. And so,
are you using an actual brush to do that, or just your hand?
My hand.
Right.
Well, I do think your hair also looks good at this junction, David. I don't think your hair is anything to sneeze at.
You've got that Goku look. It's funny because I was home for just one night, and the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree here because it's, hanging out with Pops. And
those look like Goku.
And he said, I remark on his hair because it looks, it's like cute, but it's like old man cute, but like not good either. And
he cuts his own hair too.
Well, exactly. Oh, God. And he said he cut his own hair. And he's like, I've been saving so much money not going. And it's like, yeah, but you look.
That's how I feel.
Oh, my God.
Father like son.
But you look like Dave.
Yeah, that is a serious issue. I'm not insulting your dad by saying this. I'm not calling him this when I say this, but you guys should check out the show on TLC, Extreme Cheapskates, because they do a lot of self haircuts, a lot of penny.
It's more of a mom thing than a dad
pinching,
thing in our family.
Penny pinching than that. It's a very you see a lot of that, and I think. How much money could you honestly save? I mean, men's haircut. I think a good men's haircut could last you.
With tip,
2 months.
So
2 months, 6 times a year, $40 in the
well. That well,
place,
that's why. And I was explaining this before on the Goat Show. Go listen to that, Dave and Jeff from Twinnovation Nation. Hopefully, they have on soon. Is that if you grow your hair out, if you get it cut short to grow long, then you can like. Get one haircut every 6 months and then save up that money for the big cut.
That's true. That's true. But I'm really against buzz cuts. Like I really don't want Dave to get a buzz cut. He really keeps talking about getting a buzz cut. And
is buzz cut like full? Like is that like any flip in front or like full army buzz cut?
I feel like if it's a buzz cut, even if it's like a little flip on the front with a jarhead style, I don't want that. Like, that's not enough hair.
Right.
Why would anyone with such thick hair, you can never do that to either of your hairs. You have thick hair. That is for people that don't have hair to like, just basically
make
it
like. Well, that's
why
you got to go with the Fury, just get that real tightness
on the side. Exactly, that tightness on the side. But
why don't you just do that, Dave? You're not going to see anyone for months on end here. Why don't you have some fun with your
hair? That's what I was doing when I was cutting my hair. I was going very short on the sides, doing a 3, having a little trouble fading up, kept fading up a little bit too much.
Did you try doing like a 3 and then a 4 and then a 5 to like fade it in?
Yeah, I did. And it looked great. And I think people that say it didn't look good, if I told them I paid $80 for it, they would say it was amazing.
Right. And what did you pay for the last haircut, if I may ask?
It was a flat 20.
Yeah, we're in Maine, so it's like everything up here in terms of that type of stuff is really cheap. It's incredible.
Yeah, and
Jeff, you think a more expensive haircut is a better haircut?
Not necessarily.
I think that's like saying is more expensive anything better? Anything like a more expensive flight ticket is a better.
Yeah, definitely in terms of that. But and I also think like sometimes it could be more because you're paying for like a really experienced, skilled hairdresser, like a master hairdresser at the salon is going to cost more than someone that just started. But also just depending on where you are, it could be cheaper. So it's hard to differentiate. You could definitely get a cheap, good haircut. a $20 haircut could be as good as a $200 haircut. And I think there is some branding to it.
Let's say you're applying as a barber to some high-end shop. You don't think the guy cutting at Supercuts has the necessary skill set to work in
barbershop? I don't think anyone's looking down on the Supercut
The aesthetics is what you're paying for. The aesthetics of the barbershop. You're paying their
rent. No, I disagree. I disagree, dude. I think, you know, because so the person that cut your hair was 60, whereas the person that cut my hair was 16.
How much was your haircut, Jeff?
It was
tell the truth. Yes. No, I want to know the base, and I do want to know the tip. Tell me separately. The base,
65.
65 for the base, and then what did you give tip? Ew, you know, can you stop doing that with your finger? So
what do you mean?
You're like, I'm guessing Jeff's throwing 20 at that, thinking he's some big spender.
No, I had a 10 spot. I had a 10 spot, but we actually had a good. Yeah, is that not good?
I think that 20 is the base. 20 is the base, and then you build on 20. Well,
so what if you get a $20 haircut at Supercuts? You have to tip 100%.
Yeah, I pretty much think so. I always tip $20.
On a $20 haircut, get out of here.
My haircut was $35, and I gave her $25.
Well, you should get a $45 haircut and tip $15 instead. You'll get a better haircut. Maybe people will start noticing.
I feel whatever. This one was worth it. It was a good haircut, especially. That's what I'm saying. Like, she's really talented. You just have to live. She happens to live here. It's like you can find a good haircutter anywhere. But you know what? I can't believe you guys already just did a podcast.
They're called stylists, not haircutters, by the way.
They're called either. A haircutter is fine. A haircutter is
artists.
Fine.
They're called head artists.
Okay, right. Yes, I agree. They're artists. I was advocating for the haircutters.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, and then you joined Bezos.
Oh my God, stop picking your nose and flinging your fingers around like a freaking Grinch. Why are you doing that?
Yeah, Dave.
Ugh, it's gross, Dave. No, Jeff, it's so gross. Your fingers are so long as you're doing it too. They're like flinging all around. It's upsetting.
Well, and speaking of flinging all around, the Fing Slings are on sale right now. use coupon code, actually a secret Reddit code, is r/Twinnovation, and that's you get a buy one, get one free, all that jazz. And we might even throw in free shipping there too. So you can spend.
I know you're pushing a lot of product.
I would like to push some product for just a second here. And believe it or not, they've actually started an Etsy store last night.
Whoa, way. Beautiful. Are you kidding me?
What's yeah, you know, I'm not gonna. It's just Twinnovation Labs, based out of Sacramento, and you know, I'm not really pushing it too hard yet. So we have maybe 5 things that we want to push.
Ooh, let's put my shirt on there. Let's make some products to put on there. Can I get a VIG?
You know, you could get a 33.33% if you know.
Wow.
Play your cards right.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. So now this is kind of competing with the slop shop, though. So, Dave, don't you think that's a bit
problematic? No, it's not competing because it goes into the same bank account, the same LLC here.
Oh, right. So it doesn't affect me and Dave either way, is what you're saying. So, right,
yeah, that's real rich. Don't forget how many slices you guys used to get.
Oh, no. We didn't get so many slices. A whole slices.
Pie.
We got.
Anna made us order an extra large cheese pie whenever we would record.
Yeah, I did, and I regret not having us order more, to be honest, because it's like that's always our only form of payment. Like at a certain point, it's like, can we get like some fucking dinner on this card if you're not going to give us any of the money? Like,
you're not going to give us the dough. Give us the dough.
If you're not going to give us the dough.
We don't have ads on the show, guys. There's no dough to be had other than the Fing Sling dough.
And the Patreon and those, money. Those all margins. The Patreon money. The dollars.
This is honestly how the last trifecta of the podcast ended. So we're all walking on eggshells right now.
No, because at the end of the day, we're not gonna end the podcast or you know.
I think I get that money in my account actually now.
Yeah, you probably really? Do, Dave, because you're a sneaky little sideways Jew.
Oh, God. You cannot. You cannot.
Anyway. Yeah, it's a very tough time to be saying that kind of stuff. So let's lay off the world politics.
Yeah. So, anyway, today I had a really empowering day, if anyone gives a fuck. Like, first of all, I want to say thank you so much to the entire, well, not the entire, a sect of the Twinnovation Nation that really showed up for me on my Instagram after last week's episode. I have never felt more
big ups.
Embraced and loved by the community, and I'm proud to say that my lighthouse photo is now at over 75 likes, and
I
feel really, really, really positive about it. So thank you guys so much.
I
don't
even know if I could. I think I saw that on my Explore feature.
Did you really?
Really?
It's popping up next to the Oregon volleyball squad.
So, yeah, that was incredible,
the
number
TikTok
one.
TikTok joke from last episode. Tune in.
And then number two, I was able to actually after years of interviewing, okay, like interviewing was kind of like, you guys have talked about my interviews in the past, you know, that was kind of one of my talents was interviewing. And I go into my like other, you know, my persona that like is just like perfectly good at interviewing. Today was my first time interviewing someone else. It was incredible.
The student becomes the master.
Yes, it was really empowering. It was really amazing. I loved the person that I talked to. So I just feel like I have all the secrets to interviewing. If anyone wants to know, I feel like interviewing is...
Check out Anna's ebook.
Yeah, I could have write an ebook about it. Because,
but you only interviewed one person?
Yes, that's correct. I've only interviewed one person.
Let's wait till
that's
we
all it takes to know if you're, you know... good at what you do. But I guess, Jeff, you were going to say, let's wait to see if it...
Well, no, I mean, I think that's being good at what you do, but also maybe that was a good interviewee.
Yeah, definitely was a good interviewee. So that definitely plays a part. I was thinking that if it had been more awkward or the person had been more quiet, it could have gone
sideways.
Yeah,
these kids born after 2000 entering the job market stealing all our jobs.
For real. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like, you know, I was actually kind of nervous going into it, which is surprising. Like, I feel like people don't realize, I mean, I didn't realize that as the interviewer that I would still be nervous. Like, I was very nervous because I thought that, you know, I'm going to be on the spot in this conversation. What if I sound like an idiot? And I always kind of assumed that when I was going into an interview that the person thinks I'm an idiot already and like I'm a loser with no job and like here I am like groveling for it and they are like, you know, totally set in life and like they're in like such a powerful, masterful like position, right? To
you're pulling the lamb skin over the eyes.
Yeah,
seeing how the sausage is made a
exactly
bit.
Like it was like I used to just think it was like, I don't know, like I mean I just felt like the person was such a wizard that like had like held the keys to my fate like in this like right. One conversation.
But they're just like you or me.
They're just like you or me and like also nervous to have the conversations. I mean, it feels hard. It's like, because you can't just say like, listen, like you have to like basically just pay attention and do what we say and be nice about it, like, and be cool, like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just say that. So you have to like,
you should try and be a recruiter. They make bank.
Do they really? I don't know anything about
that. Yeah, that's
that.
What Ben yes, Young's sister do. Does. Six figures.
What? Oh my God. That sounds incredible.
If you get a little percentage if anyone gets a VIG. Job, I think.
Wow, I'm all VIG. About VIGs. Yeah, I'm definitely, let's definitely chat about that offline. I'm totally interested in touching base on that for sure. We'll loop
Very
back.
Nice.
And,
you know, this podcast is almost an interview for... you know, any pitch is an interview. Any idea that you're trying to get out to the masses is you're interviewing for every customer out there, one would argue. And we have three beautiful interviews coming up with three really special, talented, whimsical minds. First up in the pig pen, he's one of my favorite baby Davies. He's Porky the Pig, Big Fat Ugly Dave.
Whoa,
how you doing, Big Fat?
Davey. Hi.
Anywho, folks, how y'all doing out there, man? Big ups from Maine.
Big ups. Big ups.
I hear it's folks, a scorcher there today.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm wearing my tank top. Don't want that farmer's tan come summer, so I'm going to get that tank top tan.
Yeah, it's really gorgeous here today, and it's definitely tank season, Dave.
Good day for a cast.
Tank season always. Yeah, it's big day. Big day. Folks, allow me to pose a question, though, will you?
Please do.
Please do.
What's the worst part about sleeping on the couch?
being scared of being alone.
I will say, like if it's a bad couch, like the lumpiness, if it's like a pleather or leather, you're gonna get that sweat kind of like stick to your back if you're going shirtless not long enough.
Yeah, and also, yeah, definitely length, and also, as Jeff did note, you know, I've mentioned before, you're really not meant to be sleeping on a couch long term. It's bad for the couch, the sweat, all that stuff goes onto the couch. It makes a unnatural imprint in the couch. It's just, that's not how couches are meant to be used.
Give me a break. Give me a break.
Although I will.
The answer is, there isn't anything bad about sleeping on the couch. Unless you're turning that couch into a futon, all right? For far too many years, the futon has been gleamed and esteemed as a great way to add an extra bed to your home. And I, for one, am sick of hearing this argument, okay? The couch doesn't need to be improved, or does it? Perhaps the only thing wrong with the futon is it's folding the wrong way. Introducing the Panini couch, okay? The first ever couch that folds inward, allowing those back cushions to lay atop your breast and body, engulfing you in a cozy warmth you'll be dying to tell all your friends about. Snug, pressed, and warm, the Panini line of couches is at the forefront of our compression furniture technology, all right? Everybody likes to be hugged, so why not let your couch do it for you? The Panini couch ranges from $1,100 to $2,500, depending on the make and model. I open the floor to questions.
That's the Panini, Dave. That's fantastic.
Yeah, the Panini.
That is wonderful, Dave. Yeah, I can't help, you know, historians are someday going to look back at Twinnovation and they're going to note how, you know, all your ideas, most of them share a common thread that you just really want to be squeezed, compressed, you know, pushed upon in some way.
Bound, because that's what this podcast is all about, being loved, bound, and gagged.
Yeah, so this...
Love thyself.
This is a great product for that. And I mean, I don't necessarily share that need as strongly as you do in terms of like the compression factor, because that kind of gives me anxiety. But I could imagine something nice about maybe like, I don't know, if like you have sore muscles or something, like this thing just like kind of like wedging yourself in there and getting a little squeeze.
Yeah, you know, it's got a similar kind of feel to what was the pillow that also squeezed your head?
Yeah, the peach something.
Yeah, peach pit. Yes, yeah, the peach pit. Mm. And you know, right, I'm all about the you know LBG, the love bound and gagged aspect of what this is. And I'm sorry I keep picking my nose, Joanna, but I do have a bit of an itch.
Is it an itch? It's not clear.
It looks more like you're just picking your nose
and that your entire hand is up your nose.
Well, people,
I got a bunch of pimples up there.
No, Dave, I actually don't have pimples up there because I have a skin routine now.
Do you? What is
I'd
it?
I'd love to get in on that.
And I feel like I've brought it up a couple times here on the podcast, though, but we do a facial cleanser in the shower.
Okay.
And then we like to do a second sort of maybe a sulfuric acid type of a base wash. Maybe it might not be sulfuric, but it's something like.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Thing. Salicylic.
And then we like lotion. Yeah, salicylic. Then we you know, do a little cream moisturizer.
What's your moisturizer?
CeraVe.
CeraVe. David, I've been telling you, we have some CeraVe stuff.
We've had a lot of talks about CeraVe.
Yeah.
I hated to, you know, didn't want to bring it up, but I am a little worried about Dave's T-zone.
Yeah, Dave does have a bit of dry skin, but that's nothing that we can't address. He just didn't
it's
have
it. It's almost like he thinks, ugly. He thinks his nose is between his eyebrows, and that's what he picks.
No, leave him alone. Poor guy. He's so cute.
Oh, I deserve it. I know I deserve it.
I was so annoyed and mad. And ugly. You know, you've been always told. Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, not to call anyone out, but you send this wonderful photo of us enjoying a day on the boat to your mother the other day, and her only response is, you forgot sunscreen. It's like, oh, can't you let us feel a moment of joy without telling the boy he's red? We know he's red. Let him be happy.
Well, he doesn't have to be red if he uses the right SPF.
Well, he has SPF. Yes, he forgot. Right. Yes,
We're talking about the panini.
The panini count.
They say you're supposed to take two fingers worth of suntan lotion to your face.
Yeah, Dave, that's exactly right. I try to tell him all the time, we have sunscreen and good sunscreen too. And he does wear it most days, but you know, you forget it one day. It's like suddenly it looks like you forgot it your entire life up until then, you know, the sunburn is there, you know? But
the sun doesn't care what day it is.
Yeah. The sun doesn't care about your past or your present or your, even your future. Just cares about burning you as much as it possibly can. So anyway, Dave, yeah, your fucking panini couch. I like it. How much does it cost?
Well, it ranges from $1,100 to $2,500. And I would like to actually talk about that wedge tech a little bit, because the wedge tech allows you to sort of manually compress your body however you like to. And the deeper you go, obviously, the more compressed it will be. So you can really wedge yourself into that couch, or you can create, you know, deeper, harder angles that really fry you.
But isn't it still hinged the same way as a regular futon, though? You're kind of like hot dogging yourself, right?
Yes, that's correct, Jeff. But figure if the couch is like this, straight up, you're going to be able to wedge it like that.
Right.
Sort of that 45-degree angle. And then you can get anywhere in here, or you can kind of stick to the outskirts.
Do you have to kind of wiggle yourself into the crevice there? Or is there some sort of...
We don't like to use the W word, but there is a lot of wiggling in there.
Yes.
And
David, how many children have died in this product so far?
We don't talk about that kind of stuff on
it
the
almost
pod.
Feels
you
like...
You lawyer up.
It feels like, Dave, you know how Mark has those remote controls on his lounge chairs in his bedroom?
On his bed too, huh?
Oh yeah, it's also on the bed. So maybe it's like a control like that you can reach, and once you kind of dig yourself into that nook, then you know you can use the remote control to kind of squeeze and compress you to, you know, to your heart's desire.
It should have maybe some kind of garage stopper though, so that it like can't kill someone, right? It's not going to go all the way.
But we don't.
Well, it depends how much of a squeeze you want, though, you know? Maybe it's good for, like, cracking your back and all that stuff. I don't think it's going to... I mean, does it panini you is the question? Because the panini comes down hard, you know?
Yeah.
Well, no, but the panini isn't going flat. Obviously, the sandwich is in there. I mean, and you can't close that panini press all the way.
Well, but they have the hinges sandwich. On the good panini presses that actually lift the back up. So you're not just kind of getting wedged in there. It'll be you know, like a little more hinged. So maybe is that what it is? Does it pancake you a little more than it hot dogs you?
No, it's gonna hot dog you. It's gonna wedge you like a bowl of cheese, like a head of cheese. And that's really what we're going for. We like to be able to not pancake you. We're focusing more on the panini.
What's a head of cheese?
Of the body. A head of cheese would be, a circular block of cheese, perhaps, is the right word.
Oh, the wheel.
The wheel, friends.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I like it too, Dave. I mean, in terms of your squeeze products, this is a good one. And the price seems right for a couch product.
The price is reasonable. The product is reasonable. We find a lot of people are tired of sleeping on the futons. They'll get that bar in the middle. And we find that what people really want is to have that reverse futon. It sort of acts as a blanket, but also as a fun little thing for the kids. You know, you can drape a sheet over it and create a little tent-like structure. It's a lot of fun. We're seeing a lot of people use it in a lot of really fun, whimsical different ways. And we're excited for the community most of all, because they give back to us a lot more than we're giving to them, to be honest with you.
That's wow, great, Dave. That's wonderful.
I like that a lot. I like that a
wonderful,
lot.
That's wonderful, Dave. I'm in case you couldn't tell.
Yeah, I'll throw it around the horn. Thank you, Anna. Jeffrey, what do you think? It's okay to say what's on your mind.
No, I actually like it a lot. I was just, my last question was, is there like a little space where it doesn't close on top of your head so you can get that airflow to your head? And maybe it's more of like a body tuck than a full body tuck, you know? Like, so
yes,
I want to use my peach pit up top, but I want to use the panini below the neck, you know?
Well, we figure that a lot of people's heads are already on the arms of the chair, and obviously the back will overlap with those armrests.
Right. I see. Sounds like a good way to break your neck.
Well, we've had a couple neck contusions here and there, but nothing a good doctor can't fix with a great health insurance and a pretty penny, of course. These surgeries aren't free.
And David, I'm a big fan of it, David. I think it's actually one of your funniest ideas to date, and I'm proud of you as a brother.
And I'm proud to have you as a brother, and I'm proud to announce that one of my best friends is here in the pig pen today. He's got a wonderful, brilliant, disgusting mind. He's El Jefe, the chef, the beautiful mind boy, Jeff Rosenberg.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Appreciate that, and thank you, Anna, for having me your house digitally.
Let's get a taste of that beautiful mind of yours.
Oh boy, that's a lot of pressure.
Don't worry about it. I know you'll always hit the home run out of the park, and if you even ding it out to the outfield, we know you're gonna bring in some runners, because that's what you do. You prop people up.
Thanks, Dave. Guys, allow me if you will to pose a question.
Please.
Oh, what's the hardest part about getting a haircut?
That's why you are really racking it in the beginning, reaming it up our asses about the haircut.
Making sure the person really understands what it is that you want. Is that
and you
it?
You nailed it on the head there. Because a lot of the times we find, you know, I would say up until the age of 27, 28, you know, they're using their barber school jargon that I don't really know.
Like
talking
what?
About layering, what clipper size? I don't, you know.
Yeah,
sure,
yeah.
You know, you have to Google that to know that it means, you know, higher numbers mean longer hair. Sure, sure. In this case, you know, there's just not a great way to explain to someone who you're meeting for the first time what you want. Right, because it can be difficult. It's hard to be descriptive, and a lot of people, I think, generalize, like, you know, short on the sides, keep it a little longer on the top. You know, that can mean a million different things, right?
Right, right.
What if I were to tell you there was a way to circumvent all this, you know? And is it?
I'm listening.
I'm interested in.
Is it, you know, me showing a picture of Cooper's hair, you know, old Bradley's here in Limitless, you know? Do I want that cut? Or you know,
the McConaughey
or the Pit, the Fury Pit, where people will show even a you know, just a Google image to their barber. And that's great. That's actually a step in the right direction, right? But what if we took a leap in the right direction here. And say after you got that perfect haircut, you get in your mind the ideal haircut, the best haircut you've ever got. Maybe you paid $65. Maybe you tip 10, 15, 20 on top of that. What if you could save that haircut, right? And every time you get your haircut in the future,
make it a non-fungible coin.
So what we're pitching today is a 3D scan of your hair and your head that you have on your phone. And what you can do is that it's a 3D model, and you know, the barber can spin around, look up, look down, look at each of kind of the different quadrants of the head and see exactly how that hair flows.
Wow, that is really something there that you got going. I love that. That is great, Jeff. That is really wonderful. Yeah, I think that's really something. And I think there could be something else too, that like you could have like a feature where you could upload like a model of, like, maybe you haven't, maybe, okay, that's good if you've already gotten a good haircut, right? But there's other people that have never gotten a good haircut, or they want to get a good haircut. You could have a feature where you upload your head like the as is, and then you could either try on other people's haircuts.
I'll have the Jeff.
Yeah, like I'll have. Oh, yeah, exactly. Like this is how Dave could get your exact haircut.
I get a little coin from that too. I get an NFT.
Exactly. You could get paid from that.
Well, you want me to get that Jeff haircut? Is that what you said?
No, I'm saying you. That's what you said. You said, "Give me the Jeff."
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But would you want me to get the Jeff haircut?
I feel like you have a similar haircut. Your sides are just a little bit longer. And your top is longer, too. Your hair is just longer in general. But if you cut your hair shorter, it would be similar. But
How do I get his face, though, his cute face?
You have the same face.
How does it feel to be the good-looking twin, Jeff?
Well, David. I think this rounds back to the T-zone thing, because I see you touching your hair a lot. And then I see kind of rubbing in between your brow there again.
He furrows.
What you're doing is you're taking that oil and you're just digging it in between that brow, that T-zone cross-section.
I'm itchy.
Itchy for what? And your shoulders are looking a little extra slopey right now, too, which isn't great body language.
Hey!
You know, you guys are really hamming it on
He's
to me.
He's being a bully. No, I'm not, Davo. I'm on your side.
We're all on Dave's side.
What about high shoulders like this? Huh? Huh?
No. I wish you didn't make that giant laundry pile in the room.
Yeah, that's really...
You know what?
Heaving and heaping.
They're all folded, though. It's a folded laundry.
I know,
but the laundry pile sort of insinuates that it's dirty laundry. And I noticed you took it down earlier today.
Yeah, because it creates a look of chaos. Like, put it in the drawers. Why did you put it back?
I want to see everything.
Look, and it
at
made
once.
The portrait be askew. The portrait is askew.
I'm seeing that right now too. I see that portrait is askew on that dresser there.
Yeah, it's just.
I'm about to make both your faces askew.
I really think that this, you know, this is one of those ideas, Jeff, that could turn into a true moneymaker. You know, I think we really need an app developer to work with us on some of these things, because there's a lot of way worse app ideas out there that are making
I was actually thinking hologram tech here.
Yes,
they hold it up, they put the phone up, and then you kind of get like, so you don't have to like drag and orbit, you know, you kind of like can just see it from all angles.
But if you wait, so this like goes up out of your phone?
Ideally.
Then you have a Brad Pitt head.
But that's technology we don't have yet, do we?
Well, no, we have the Tupac Shakur tech.
Yeah, that's true. And I also saw this thing on Instagram of people using like plastic on their iPhone to make like a 4D image.
Yeah,
cool.
I've seen that.
Do you remember that, Davo?
What is that?
I do remember that.
It's like it was pretty easy actually. You can use plastic, like pieces of plastic, and like put like a cup of plastic on your phone basically, and then it will, like, if you use like a 3D thing on your phone, it'll become 4D. I don't know. I think it has to be dark. It's just 40. A reflection. It's a reflection on the plastics, obviously.
Gravity doesn't work anymore?
I don't know enough about the science.
Not with Brad Pitt's haircut, because the way that stays up is it defies gravity.
Oh
sometimes.
My gosh, Brad Pitt. We also need to chat about Ben Affleck at some point when you guys have time.
Benniford is back, yeah, and it's not the, you know, Anna, you said Jennifer Aniston and him might have been a thing, but it's Lopez.
No, I never said Jennifer Aniston and him were a thing. It was always Jennifer Lopez, and I happen to
I
think
hated
that,
seeing her in Horrible Bosses. I really think she took a couple steps down.
Yeah,
to,
that was her dirty grandpa. That was like a real jump the shark.
And look, I get it, but you're not Courtney and you're not Cox.
Yeah, exactly. It was that was no bueno. So also, I feel like the whole relationship between her and Ben Affleck, like being back together, I feel like he's for sale. Like, he is for sale. He will, it's all for PR. I don't think they're actually back together.
Because well, he's got that DC hustle going on.
Yeah, I hate, by the way. We recently watched that for the first time, and I really disliked him as Batman. I thought it was awful. Don't you
he's
agree?
Fat.
Yeah, he's like awful. Not in shape, not charismatic in that role. Like,
you don't get to come after Christian Bale and just like not,
yeah, be, I mean, sleepy what, and tired about it. Like, he like brings
that's what Leto did after you know, our rest in peace, you know.
Yeah, I am not a fan. But anyway, yeah, I think this is a real true moneymaker you got on your hands here. So it's really something to be proud of. Let's get it into production.
I agree. Let's get it into production right away. Big stuff, Jeff. Big stuff from you.
We didn't ask for a name, which I was happy about because I didn't have a name. But I'm actually calling it Flow.0.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Flow.0?
Very cool.
Flow.
Very cool, Jeff.
Flow?
Like your yeah, like your hair is your flow.
No,
you know?
I don't like it. It sounds like a period app. You need to change it. Let's think of something else.
Okay.
No, it does sound like a period. What about blow? 0.0?
Yeah, B-L-O.
Blowout.
But that's like a blowout. That's like Jersey Shorey or like cocaine based.
Okay, fine. Then what about
what do people call hair? Do?
3D cuts.
yeah,
it's a little lame.
Heads up.
Heads up's kind of cool.
Up. We'll like spell it some weird way that like makes
that's
it kind
of like
compete.
Isn't that the name of that game though? Like,
yeah.
Seven Up. Heads
yeah.
Up.
Yeah. Ellen DeGeneres' game. She's leaving TV. In case anyone didn't know,
she's leaving TV.
I saw that today.
Yeah, she's leaving
done.
TV.
Cancelled.
Dang. I'm surprised it took this long, to be honest. She's been fielding some heat for a long time.
She's a bad person. And actually, that's kind of one of those things that, like, part of, I think, equality that we're getting towards, you know, where, you know, like, lesbians can be assholes too, you know, like, that's
all
the
right.
Equality.
We always knew that everyone's capable of being an asshole.
Keep the hot topics to Patreon.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
I was just saying, rich people, you know, it's an equal opportunity.
It definitely, being an asshole definitely
assholes.
Is equal opportunity.
I'd hate for you to end a beautiful pitch by really denigrating DeGeneres.
Yeah, you really, really took your pitch and you made it about Ellen, which it was about.
I didn't
like,
make it about Ellen. Dave brought up Ellen.
The incredible tech that you know, Ellen, if you guys want to talk about haircuts, you know, Ellen has kind of a good men's haircut. Actually, does she or does it suck?
She's
I have to
got
look.
The Bieber cut.
Does she have the Sean William
Bieber.
Scott? Does she have like the
Stifler?
Dumb and Dumber, yeah. Stifler when he's in Dumb and Dumber haircut.
Yeah, she's got the something about Mary cum cut.
Oh, my man is going hard at Ellen, dude. I love it, dude. Savage.
Got him.
Dude, he's savage.
So, yeah.
All right. I love it. Good shit, man. Good shit. Big ups, big ups. We all are having fun, and we're all about to have a lot more fun when you hear from our next guest. You know her worst as Anna Dame Von Dutch, and she's got quite the idea, actually, for you guys today. Anna, we'd love to hear it.
Okay.
You guys talk about your ideas before?
No.
No, I'm just kind of doing something. Jeff has like a host where maybe I'm like, you know, more enigmatic, friendly, you know, in a place where I'm really hyping someone up and using all the words I can.
Yeah,
I
he's acting like he's more like in the know than he is. Like it's a more produced feeling, which is like something we can go.
Although for. You might have mentioned this one during our milkshake walk of yesterday.
That's true. It is true. I might have mentioned it. All right. So let me paint
kinda
a picture for you.
Kind of defeats the purpose
here.
Of the walk, doesn't it?
No, it actually helps you break good. Even, actually, if you think about it.
The break even walk.
Yeah, exactly. It can't, although I really did regret that milkshake because it tasted like shit. I get an Oreo milkshake. I can never have the balls to order something that isn't Oreo because that's my
DQ?
Ultimate favorite. And,
No, not DQ, Jeff. We're not in New
no,
Haven,
we don't
Connecticut.
Go to DQ.
Yeah.
We
go to
I
artisanal
to
ice cream shops. Yeah, we go to
There's
artisanal ice
DQ?
Cream shops.
No,
on
we
the
don't
water.
Go to DQ.
No,
there is
we
something
go to family owned businesses, Jeff, where they
like
make their
serve?
Own ice cream. They don't.
No, I don't
get
like
it
soft
shift
serve.
In and powder.
Soft serve is. I'll take soft serve as a last resort if we're driving
yeah.
on a stretch
soft
of road where there's
is,
no ice cream
is
other
is
than a soft serve stand for yeah. miles. But I'm not fucking
it's
going out of my way.
What elderly people eat before they die, dude. Soft serve is for people that can't take duty.
Got him. So, anyway, basically, yeah, but this Oreo milkshake was bad because they put fucking chocolate sauce in it. And it's like, no, an Oreo milkshake does not need anything extra. But if you're going to put something extra in an Oreo shake, put extra Oreos, okay? So anyway, I ended up really regretting it. And it got me thinking, you know, I'm like sluggishly walking up the hill with this giant milkshake. I didn't even like it. Dave! That is hilarious. Let me take a picture. Oh, but it'll turn off my recording. I really like that, Dave. That's really funny. For everyone that's listening, thanks. Dave has kind of parted his hair into a really humorous Grinch-like.
It almost looks like a mustache.
Yeah, it's like a
it?
Big mustache. It's a Shemp-like.
It's kind of the Willard look a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Like Mugatu, if you will.
Mugatu hair. Yes, it's exactly like Mugatu. Oh my gosh, Dave-o.
It's Willard.
So, yeah, the Willard.
The rats, listen to me.
So basically, we're like walking up the hill. I have the giant milkshake. I don't like it. And I started to think like, oh, like, you know, I really wish we didn't have to walk all the way back home. Because I'm so tired. But, you know, you can't just ask someone to give you a ride. It's like we kept seeing cars that are going up the giant hill that we're walking up. And it's like you wish you could just so easily be like, hey, like, can I just like hop in your back seat? Like, can I just like get right. this ride up this hill? I just had this milkshake. I'm so tired. And but you can't, especially not in the time of COVID. And then it got me thinking, what if I was carrying a collapsible trolley of sorts that has two little wheels on it and kind of like a platform, kind of like something that you push your suitcases on when you go to the airport, okay? But I'm talking about you're able to fold this up and fold this down. But when it's done, it looks like one of those things you push your suitcases in at the airport kind of. And basically, kind of like the same way that someone would carry around a collapsible scooter, you know, you would carry this metal contraption with wheels and you could connect it. It has a feature that you can, you know, connect it to the trunk
hitch?
or the pull, whatever that shit is called on the back of
yes,
a truck.
The hitch.
And then it, you can get pulled on the back of anyone's car, kind of like Marty McFly style, but like not, you know. And that way you can hitchhike safely and you don't get sick from COVID and you can just get pulled behind anyone's car. You could, any stranger, I could just be like, hey, like, would you mind if I like hitched up to your trunk? Can you pull me up the hill? And they'd be like, no problem. And before you start saying, oh, that doesn't sound safe. That sounds like that sounds stupid, Anna. That's not safe. No, this would be only something. Obviously, you're not going to go on the highway. You're not going to go on the highway for this. This is something that you would use.
That's going to be my first question. Do you get on? Can you get on the highway?
No, this will be something that's for more local use, more short distance use. Again, think Marty McFly, like skate on pulling the back of a skateboard just just for certain portion of his ride to school. It's not, this is not for long distances necessarily, because that, you know, start to get prickly at higher speeds if something were to go wrong. But, you know, we recommend all of our users to wear a helmet and have insurance in case something does go wrong. We are otherwise not liable if anyone does get injured using our product. But yeah, this is called the, Dave wanted to call it the Hitcher Helper.
No, I didn't. Yes, you did, David. I wanted to call it the Hitchhiker.
Wait, so are you on a board or are you seated?
You're standing on a trolley type thing.
Trolley. Okay. And so single person.
Down, though, if you wanted, though, couldn't you?
That doesn't seem safe. I kind of feel like you need to be on your feet in case you need to jump off for any reason.
How
but
heavy
you
is
should also
bad
have
boy?
A seatbelt. Hmm?
How heavy is this bad boy?
Seatbelt standing up?
It's like 20 pounds of metal rods that you're carrying around in wheels.
Not bad.
Yeah. Or maybe it's a 15.
And it's on your, maybe it's like part of a backpack type of deal. So it's like,
yeah, that's true. It could be part of a backpack.
Because if you're getting tired on the walk already, like I'm worried about this making you more tired than you already need to be because you're carrying something, you know?
Yeah. And,
hey,
and
before
maybe
you leave,
be...
grab this 60-pound metal backpack.
That, I said it's 15. I changed it to 15 because we're going to use hollow rods. So basically, if we are carrying the backpack and we're walking up the hill, we could also have an app that could connect you with users so that I could request a hitch, you know, like so I could be like a hitch and maybe like someone with a car could get paid by the app like a few cents, like a like 20 cents per mile that they pull a hitcher. And maybe it could be like a really cheap form of almost like a Uber. And but for people that don't want to do Uber, but and it's safe, you don't have to have people inside
What's
your
max
car.
Speed you're thinking here?
25 to 20 miles per hour is our top.
Well, it seems like it's
speed.
up to the driver, though, of course, right?
What happens when the driver brakes?
You have to have a covenant, kind of. You know, yeah, you know, this person that's being pulled behind the car is in grave danger of being crushed in the event of a behind accident. That is true.
Right there.
Huh?
A rear
yeah,
ender.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A rear ender. Sorry. You know, I don't drive. I
That's
don't
That's what
know.
You should call it, the rear ender.
Yeah, it could be fatal. It could be fatal for sure for a rear end accident of sorts. But again, as I'm telling you guys, you know, this is
We're
a short...
We're thinking small towns.
This is a local.
You know,
this is like to get
areas.
Pulled. This is like to get pulled to the local bar. This is to get like pulled up the hill. This is to get like pulled just to the library really quick. It's not you know, get pulled to the county fair. It's for things like that, you know.
Yeah, no, a county fair is spot on. I do get, as the user, say as the one who wants the roll up, do you get a agree to, like, do you attack the first person that comes along that's willing to hit you, or can you kind of like choose?
I like
how Mary drives, you know?
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know about that. I kind of feel like as the hitcher, you're in a precarious, you're kind of in the state of need in the sense, like you can't really, beggars can't be choosers in this scenario, I feel like.
It kind of has a feel of like a tractor pull to it.
Yeah,
you know?
It does have a feel of a tractor pull. It is a bit
so
like
maybe
that.
There's something we can use with tractor, and maybe it's like, you know, the 5-star people aren't going, because 25 miles is like pretty fast.
So what is it? Okay, then what speed would you have them be pulled at?
Yeah, I think it's like an 8 mile an hour thing, 10 mile an
no
hour.
No one drives eight miles an hour.
It's certainly not speedy over here. Oh my god, Dave, we never even talked about your near speeding ticket the other day.
Oh boy, I'm gonna have to call Dad, Dave.
No, Jeff, don't do it, dude. Don't do it.
He's been looking for some
don't
family banter to Josh about, and we're
no, don't do it, Jeff. Please,
Jeff, don't you dare. Dare, snitch. Don't you dare.
I've been a snitch. I'll die a snitch. I
yeah,
was born a bitch.
Are.
I'll die a snitch.
But yeah, All right. So 8 to 10 does feel a bit unrealistic, but I also kind of feel you about 20 to 25 being fast.
Okay, you cap it at 25. You know, if you're hitched, then you're just going with it. You know, it's fun. You can bike ride 25 miles an hour.
Well, it worked out fine in Back to the Future. Downhill. He did a lot more dangerous things than get pulled behind that car.
This is true. No, I think I actually really, really, really like this idea. What would do we settle on a name here?
I don't think so.
Hitched.
What, Dave?
Well, we can get
Hitched.
Yeah, we'll have Kevin, your guy, what's his name?
Kevin James.
Kevin James, KJ.
Yeah, he's actually one of our sponsors.
He'd be a great spokesperson.
Yeah, he is a great spokesperson. He loves the product.
It's all good shit, dude. What on a really brilliant, brilliant idea coming out of your dome. It's beautiful to see the way your mind works, as well as Jeff's. Really, really passionate about your milkshake walks and only wanting to go halfway there. And it's something I expect from you.
The milk situation's pretty specific to me, so I don't know if everyone's
that's a very local, you know, like your milkman, you know, is kind of like a neighborly person. I actually think each town should, you know, almost how they have, remember it, like in colleges, how like the dorky religious kids sign up for like the designated driver thing where we're like, I'll pick you up from anywhere.
Yeah.
So it could be like one of those deals. And then you just get like, all, you know, the townsfolk that just want to like feel useful.
And they could register. They could come up with some type of system. So that's not like so that, you know, murderers can't utilize it to just pick up people and kill.
Exactly. It's like a voted on, you know, it's like when you vote for the mayor, you vote for your milkmaid.
Yeah. And that like you agree that like if anyone goes missing, you're going to be the first suspect.
Right.
So, all right. I'm glad you guys are on board. Milkmaid will hopefully be live in every city across America in the next couple of weeks. And we'll see how it goes.
Love it.
Great. I think small town America deserves this. Small town Europe, small town Iceland.
I think it should be part of the Biden agenda, actually, to get people back into the workforce.
Oh, like he's going to get anything done?
David.
Jeff, have you seen this movie called Greenland by any chance?
Is that the one that La La landed?
No, it's like
Moonlight. It's a Gerard Butler sci-fi movie with asteroids about to hit Earth.
It sounds bad.
No, it's
it's okay.
It's pretty scary.
Check it out on Hulu, man. Big wreck.
There's
big
too many space movies now, and I think they're kind of ruining the genre.
Well, this isn't a space movie. It's a Earth extinction event. It's
apocalyptic movie.
Oh, I see.
But yeah, so this is our last week in Maine. Then we're going to the Catskills, but we're gonna see Maine again in September. We're coming back in September.
Same spot?
No, different spot. We're gonna go more south next time.
That's very good. That's fun. I'm going to Florida next week.
Wow, for how long?
5 days, weekdays, you know, because the weekends are important. That's when the real work gets done. So we'd like, I think the weekday trip is how you actually save a lot of money. You're flying out on that Monday and you're flying back on that Friday. The reverse.
Oh, interesting. That's fun.
Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, around that area.
You make sure you get on the water and make sure you wear your sunscreen, okay?
Yeah, I already got my new wardrobe at
Goodfellows. Target's got great stuff for everyday people at everyday prices. Check it out. Coupon code TWINS at Target.com.
Twins!
All right, well.
And as always,
stay dreaming.
Walking out the door, robbing their bank, got a chauffeur, makes it more pearls. Now an open screw. Short today with two dudes. Winnovation, I owe you.
Oprah money, getting Oprah money. Oprah money, getting Oprah money. Getting Oprah money, getting Oprah money. Getting Oprah.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.